House Democratic floor leader, Kate Siegel. Kate, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. A couple things I want to talk to you about, but we haven't talked about your district in a while in regards to the oil spill. Where are we with that, the cleanup, and how are the people who were affected by that?
Well, the cleanup is still ongoing. They're still working with the EPA and state regulators on finalizing the cleanup. This part is the hard part of the oil to reach on the banks and buried in some of the soils in the water. Most of the people really have gotten the treatment they need, and they're still being monitored for any long-term health effects. And the company is now actually putting in some resources into the community to help with some of our former lake access areas to make those better for the future once the lake is reopened.
Well, so are you happy with the efforts of Enbridge to just do everything that needs to be done?
Well, I think they are. I think they, you know, fall a little short in some of the cleanups, but they haven't tried to get out of the long-term cleanup. And now the real goal is to make sure that we are looking at those pipelines and looking at the maintenance of those so this type of spill doesn't happen here or in any other community.
Let's talk about the House Dems continuing to push for reform government now package. Tell me about that package.
Well, that package would really bring accountability, some ethics, and some campaign finance reform back to our government. Michigan just received an F in our ethics and accountability standards and transparency amongst the other states. We rank 43rd. It's dismal. And it's time to do something about that. In fact, it's way past time.
Now, from what I understand, the House Dems were going to back off of this issue a little bit because the Republicans were saying, all right, if you want this, we're going to tie in the same reforms to how unions spend money.
Well, they have. That was on a different issue, but they're ignoring the fact that unions already have very strict federal requirements, and that the same transparency unions have that they've been pushing at the federal level and the state level is there. We're saying give those same standards to corporate CEOs so we know where that money's going from, and candidates themselves. You should stand up and show what is going on in your finances and your campaign finance reforms and let the people know you're working for them.
You know, with no disrespect to this topic, is this as important as talking about trying to help businesses create jobs? Is this as important as what's going on in Detroit? Is this as important as some other items in the state?
Well, those are all incredibly important issues, and in fact, we're also pushing on a package for small businesses to get more dollars in the hands of our small businesses to grow and expand when it's hard for them to get loans right now. But I think one of the things, we cannot continue as a state with an F rating in our accountability and transparency. Why would you want to do business in the state if you have an F?
All right, let's talk about the Reform Government Now legislation. Let's talk about some of the key components of that. Creating a two-year cooling-off period, requiring personal finance disclosure from appointed and elected officials. Tell me about those and what they will do.
Well, right now with term limits, people are, you know, get to their third term and many times have to figure out where their next job is going to be. And in some cases, that has led them to be lobbyists. So in December, they're working for the people, and in January, they're working for a special interest group. So this bill would create a two-year period where you can't just do a revolving door between the legislature and then lobbying your same, you know, colleagues. On the personal financial disclosure, that is for all elected officials to release where, you know, their income is coming from if they have any special interest paying that. And, you know, some people might like, well, why do we need that? But we're only one of three states that doesn't have some kind of transparency in an elected official's personal interest and where there might be conflicts of interest.
Representative Siegel, when talking about that two-year cooling off period, are you worried that that may be illegal because you're keeping people from finding a job, if you will?
Well, I think there are a lot of areas where former elected officials can benefit our community and get jobs. And really, this happens in a lot of states. I don't think this would be illegal. And I think it really is in the best interest to show that as you're serving the people of Michigan, that's where your interests are, and not looking for your next job.
Now, Representative Siegel, the one part on here which looks very interesting to me, and I'm sure it will be to a lot of our listeners, require robocalls to clearly state the name and address of the organization paying for them. It makes me crazy when I get those, but especially so when I can't identify who it is and tell them to stop.
Exactly. And or it could be a made-up organization that doesn't have a real phone number and an address. It's incredibly frustrating. You know, you have to be careful on this one that you do have a right to communicate and say your piece. But if you're calling my home number or any home number in the state, you also have a right to know who's paying for that call and where that call's coming from. You know, and that's one of the easiest ones to do, one we've been asking for a lot for a while. And we cannot get traction on passing that in this Republican-controlled legislature. I know a lot of people would be very happy with that one.
As the House Democratic floor leader, what else are you going to be working on? What's at the top of your agenda for the next couple of weeks?
Well, one of the top things I am working on is the Battle Creek Air National Guard base in my district. It is slated to lose between 70 and 120 jobs, and I am fighting right now to keep our Air National Guard men and women protecting Battle Creek and protecting our country. They do cheaper, more efficiently, and better than some of our full-time Air Force people, and I want to make sure that's an option for our state safety and our communities.
House Democratic floor leader Kate Siegel has been with us this morning. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Enjoy your Wednesday.